Mwamua na ufa talo ufa chula pa ia mani mamano usio tato watino usa mwa ili naifo I vayango laso. Manacho lo o so longa le leiti ute mafai valo feanga yei lo tato watino u. A evi fia fai lo ato lewa maua ia le fata singa. A le tato por kalamile nei tula. Ia ma le faufau tua sinia mo le Pasifika. Mai I le matanga luenga le malo o le Crown Response Unit. A wafo ia lato sa ili linga ma su e suenga fata tau I sawanga. Lesa nga yei lato o tangata sano nofo I lalo o le vava inga ma le tau singa a au au nanga le malo le au fatasi mai ai I le sunga I le faletua ya matalena le au pepe. Ta tau te faasoa o ai le Crown Response Unit a o le afoi I le Abuse in Care Inquiry lea o lo fa nga solo nei le fainga malo ina I nofo si le fiai I lo tato watinuu I le afoi matanga luenga e I lalo le fainga malo. Malo le soifua matalena?
Malo fo I soifua, ia, talo falava, malo le soifua maua, male langi mamae, le mamae luo le tata watu nu ufo I olo ufafunga mai le nei pulkalame. I olo ngoa, le uteiti fai moana, matalena le au pepe, mai alalafanga o fasto outa, sa fotu, silima, sa tukwaitea. I o si optamao le au pepe pita, I olo tina o fiu le au pepe, olo I sa amua. Peona, nga introduce mai I ole mātou matanga luenga leo le Crown Response Unit. O le mātou te whea ngai ma le wha mao kukuina, ma le atina eina leo I tu ese ese. E wha alele iaini au au nanga mo I lātou na sawaina I tutonu o whale I ole mālōma ma e kalesia. Paftai mo le avanoe le nei tu lai wha malulu watu le tato au wha fongo le awha au watu le nei talanoana I le ngana Peritania.
Crown Response Unit if you can tell us a little bit about yourself lava.
Peona whai atu mua o nuu ia na mato ainga I Samoa. Peona silafia ia ainga umafoi ata atau I Samoa. Ana mato malanga mai nei New Zealand o se fulu o tausanga e o mana o fo ia umatua e sa ili mai ia ni a oonga a wale fale lei o mato ainga. Ia mole manatu fo I ia toi tau tua I o tatou tangata. Maltato at New East Time Yoluma. Eole, yeah, Umato, Nonofone, Wellington, Tabormato, Tanu, my New Zealand. I tell a lavana Malanga to Samoa or retire for a long tour. Ole, sa nursi I Samoa, my name New Zealand. Yeah, Fayalama Tausia too, yeah. Elmato Tina, Momato, I na Samoa, while all to my wife for Elmato Tamawa, Maliwi, if I stop.
Mole atule nganga o le whaafutai leu te tifa I moana o le fesile mua muana va. O ai le Crown Response Unit, o ai lea matata po lea matanga luenga I lalo le whainga malo. What is, tell us a little bit about the Crown Response Unit.
Yeah, I think to talk about the Crown Response Unit, I will need to explain a little bit about the Royal Commission of Inquiry. So the Crown Response Unit leads the response and engagement to the Royal Commission of Inquiry. Well, the Royal Commission of Inquiry lie independent, my Crown Response Unit. There are six commissioners, and one of those commissioners, Sandra Alofivai. And so the Royal Commission is approaching the end of its work. It held its final hearing in October, just last month. So it's the final report is going to be presented in 2023, and then the Royal Commission of Inquiry will be complete and it'll be closed. And so on this other side where we are, the Crown Response Unit, our role is to coordinate the overall Crown response to the Royal Commission of Inquiry I recommendations yalala au mai le Royal Commission based on the what they heard from survivors. So that's our job. So our main task right now, and if I can just talk a little bit about some of the key projects, because I would like our community to know a little bit about what's available or what it is that we're working on, particularly for our Pacific survivors. So because the system, the redress system that we're trying to take to set up is going to take some time to build, the Royal Commission has recommended that while there are things that we need to do that doesn't have to wait for the big system. And one of those things that that we're working on right now, Ilalole umbrella called immediate projects, more rapid payments to elderly and terminally ill survivors for Totongi Fa'ala Tupi, more survivors or moe o matutua manga singase or terminally ill. So that's one aspect of the work. Olesi ole development of an interim listening service. So at the moment, survivors are going to the Royal Commission to tell their stories and to navigate the system from there. When that closes, we're needing to build that system here within, somewhere within the that's independent. It might survivors to continue to tell their stories when the Royal Commission finishes up next year. So again, that's something that we're establishing here at the Royal Commission of Inquiry. Olesi, is something that we're calling the improvements to records for survivors. At the Pacific hearings, what we heard is that they're capturing or lack of information when they've gone to these services. So firstly, their ethnicity was not captured right. Even though they, or unknown. So our Pacific. So that's a whole piece of work that we're working on right now. Or records or survivors. And then the final piece that that is under this umbrella of immediate projects, only the work to begin what a national apology should look like for survivors that the Crown needs to do as a result of the abuse that has been that has happened in the past. Mm. So that's immediate, but the work to do the redress system is another, that's the major piece of work that we're doing, that we need to do.
Mm. Well, after telling lava le ute tifa imoana masalo le to telo le tato watu nuu ele silafia pe malama lama fui ilea matanga luengal malo le Crown Response Unit. I miss lava o le faa peritania le uteva ayatuai o le Crown Response to the Abuse and Care Inquiry o le tali po le finangalo mai o le malo. Isa ili linga po esu esu enga yasa isa unoa inei le ute tifa imuana. Isa wanga itangata la utele ulu tatu watunu u a o ilalo o vava inga matausinga a o unanga le malo. O leasa eta ule tulanga lea o le apology. Fa ato isenga, fa amaua la longa le malo. Masalo e tue toma na tua ile mafaufau ile faa maua la lunga ale maa loo pole la tau faa tue senga. Leasa faa ile tausanga wa tua nai ile Don Rates. Is there something similar to the apology leasa e mentioninga mai faa mule mule lava leute?
Paktai mule fisili ioi. Tuso le fisili ia winga ele. Ngal wenga le faa mata o taimine o le fisili ngia ia survivors. O tangata ina sa waina. There are many different ways that Pacific survivors want the apology. Toi e mantu o le public apology ia mō tangata uma. Tangata ino to tele maoli ia nei te tonu o le care of the state. We talk to why ia Pacifica to telefoi tangata disabled community, maisi tangata ia ngai tonu service. So we have to coordinate all of these different viewpoints. Awa ola ia, ola ngalwenga is to make sure that we hear from our Pacific survivors, to hear from them, ole ase koenga apology that would be appropriate. Go kema, is the Dawn Raids apology something similar, or do some of our survivors would like to see the different sites that where they lived? Others have been seeing as well as the fear. Le play male documentary lenga release nei ole a boy called Piano, you know, an amazing story. So some might want some work to go towards or funding towards things like that, you know, more meowata, more how their records are stored as part of apology, because as we all know, SEALE apology here, but oangi actions, what do you need to sit behind an apology, e loai, that they really mean what they say, you know? So that's what I mean, is to think about all of these things, that not only what the apology needs to look like, but what sits behind an apology that's going to be meaningful to the Pacific survivor or to survivors generally.
But after so no man in the way, alone winger, sort of Masava Valley for Ingale walk side by side. Le matanga luenga le crime response unit, ma survivors, o le wingo le vamatalanga, e fesiringia ele crime response unit, finangalo my survivors, e fape I, what sort of apology that you expect from the crown? Ona design na ila iyo se system vo ilia, ma design na ise se fa mawala longa, e could be just a, ole tusi vo ingale tusi fa le lei, ona lafo lea, e could be a fai ngalotu, ese le maa na ia, we olma ngaya fo yo le sa uninga a tele pe a faya tau nu o se me fo ile look forward ita to le nga sa o mata mata fo imo fa long long o nisi o stories o nisi fo yo fa so mai a survivors ya sa pa tau nu ina le tau sanga le o Pacific hearings e se le e mo momo le loto mai matu yo o le fa no no fo ile to no loto o no nisi o vai nga sa tutupu ina yo ta to tangata e le iloa Fafitai o le wam wa isi to farmers finangalo fo le crown response unit ina ya faya le vaenga. Now let's go back to the systems that you are developing fa mole mole lava le ute. I understand the redress system involves developing a new independent system focused on healing from trauma and abuse for survivors of abuse in care. Is that right fa mole mole lava le ute?
Yeah, a foila le Ole ngā luenga pito sili lea ona tā ua le mo te anga I atu iai. A wā fo'i when a survivor was abused in care and they're needing redress, which is the way to seek compensation or redress or whatever they need. In the current system, they have to come back to the state, request their records and go through a whole what we call, it's quite re-traumatizing for the survivor. You know, for a survivor to access services and redress from the Crown. And the Crown has already acknowledged this. And so what we've been tasked with is to go and build a new system. Many of our Pacific survivors came forward who shared their stories. And when people have shared their stories, it's been part of their healing journey. But a lot of our totelo tato tangata, you know, my if I saw my foilato, mayena tutupuyate ya ilato, lemana now to prevent future harm, mo lato fa now, I myself the totelo isiela o my. They wanted to see a system that is restorative and healing and that upholds people's mana, dignity, you know, and all those things. So this is it's a really big piece of work. It's a really important piece of work for the system, for all of us.
System. Ai le ngata ilea olea ua e saunoa e ngalulu e fatasi ia le matanga luenga le Crown Response Unit matangata. E le ngata ia umlanga ilalo le malo vapea for survivors. So what type of people are you looking for to help design this new system?
Yeah, of time or facility. Yeah, I mean, firstly, survivors. So we are really looking and calling for our survivors, Pacific survivors, to come forward, whether it's, you know, Maori, Pacific, deaf, disabled people. We can't forget our disabled community who've been in the care of the state. And then also those who have expertise in the field too. We're interested in hearing from people with a passion and commitment to the needs and aspirations of abuse, people who've been abused in care and want to provide them a better system. Or we see skills and expertise as those in public policy, well-being services are, because when we design the system, we need all the right skill sets, tangata who have knowledge of what trauma and trauma-informed systems look like. We need people with skills in psychology, disability issues, human rights, service design. Because it's a very complex system, and those who've been abused in care are going to need a very unique set of skills in order to build the kind of system that they want, which, as I said before, restorative, healing, redress system. So in order to create a system that does that and not so transactional, which is what we have currently, we need some very, very, very skilled people who are also our Pacific survivors, and in addition to what our survivors will bring.
Ole psychological components, mental health, o vaenga mo fa pena. Le ala wa e sa uno ma ye mai fa so e vaenga le ta u tanga ta fo ile le e tu fa ta sia le vaenga le. O le vaenga le ta to Crown Response Unit, I measure lo so o le fa fo tu o pola advisor. You're looking at fo inga le ina ye fa malie u vaenga i ole so fu malolo ina le sa o le ale u tete fa mona.
Yo le tamo fa inga na, that is what the hope and what we intend here, our mai uma outiloi tu is SF aftai o e ta wale tu le ta ole the spirituality tu fa le nganga awa e mo ia e to tele fo ita tanga taina abuse tolum o fale o le kalesia. It has not diminished their faith in God. O le to tele o tato survivors, they still have a very strong faith. And so if we're going to build a system that is responsive to their needs, spirituality is still a critical component that we need to consider in the design. So yes, we need to have all of those in the design skill sets.
Ole se foi vaenga le se ata uai le aere amataina le tafa tele noanga o le aapa tulea i a tatou tū maanga nu. Foi na le waranga ole si lea o vaenga o le soifuanga o tatou Pasifika e maua mai ei le tali. Ole se vaenga rea le tau mwhai a tū tono o le tatou system nea a le ute?
I ole se o lo tau mwhai iai a uai e sa bēna sau noa. E iai foi tatou methods of redress, you know, all of our Pacific countries, our Pacific cultures have our way of restoring conflict, restoring pain and trauma. So we have all of that already. And so the challenge for us is how do we bring that into the mix while foila consider mātauranga Māori. What are the healing components? E a mai fo I le anga nuu I a wha maoli. I le tātou I le Pasifika, I le nao Samoa, o lo I a Tonga, o lalo Tonga maisi fo. You know, it's a multiple ethnicities and cultures that we need to consider. But as long as it's there, e tu I lumo tangata I a la seletu le maute, which is what this interview is about, calling for nominations. O la tola I o mai ae. And if people aren't selected, there's a whole process following these nominations where we will be inviting our Pacific survivors and our Pacific communities to have input into the process. This is one of the ways that people can come forward and participate, but there will also be broader engagements in the future.
manatu ole a faise ta follow up fo inga le interview. Ai mana ia le ta fatal nonga le tauna ia fa matali e toile a ando fo ilea o le ngalwenga le tato ground response unit tele ngata ilea ia o le taumata ngalwenga le o le a fata oto oto mo le tato watonu toi luana fa ufisili. O le sa eta ua tangata yolo mana omia ina ia designinga ia systems fo ia fa mole mole lava e deliver be deliver to ai ia metotia o ai le ngata ilo por kalame yo le atu fatisia. So with these people, what will they be responsible for? Fa mole mole lava le ute tifai mona.
Yes, so to so tangata ia or the design group and the advisory group. So there's in total about 20 people that we're looking for. Their role is developing the key features of what the redress system should look like. It's what we call high-level design based on what survivors said and all the knowledge and expertise that they bring. So that will be their role. There'll be a terms of reference that's developed. They'll be working closely with all the other parts of the system, but their job is to recommend what the key features of the new redress system should look like, because that's at a high level. After that, na failola iyo details of how that system ought to be implemented in the future. There's a lot of interest, and we don't want anyone to miss out, and there will be further opportunities in the future to engage survivors. But I guess is to please come forward. There'll be a website and a number that you can engage with us to so that we can keep you in the loop of what's happening in the future.
And how much time will they need to commit to the work? Walanga jelo ino singa luenga itele le ole fati no famon mole le uteti fai moana.
Yeah, so tematepes full wono vayasoela fayelinga luenga le from February 2023 to June 2023. So the design period, as we call it, is approximately 16 weeks. Members of the design group will be required to work for around 23 to 27 days during this time. It's from February to June. That's the, and of course people will be paid for their time and expenses, accommodation and everything that they need in order to be able to be part of this work.
Wa fea una pala yatu ya tangata lo manana o ilea fo iama no famun mule.
Yeah, so ia ile le ad leo la we will make available, and in that ad it will have all the details, including the email addresses, the website, the phone number that people can call. However, as you've seen me here, I'm also available. You can get hold of me. If you want to talk through any of the issues or questions that you have, I any facility or nisi tu langa if you manau mi ai sif soswani ya tamul mule oleo te amanoe itala noe sustenate manau mi soswani.
Pafta I tele lava o le tato Adlia, sa moa mo le whaafonga angalo tato watunu uolo ia ia fina ngaluma manatu e fia awai I le tato, polo ketilia. O le atu ina atu tato Adilunga lupi men sa moa, le ngata fo ilo le tato Facebook le 531 PI. Ia, watu le ia vanoa le uteti fai moana mo saunang fayu, o na fa'a mai e fo ilo le tato porkala, me fa'a mulmuri.
Yeah, if I've taken a lava mone of no, if I'm a lot for a little tangata bear for we say to me was the same, a little fafonga, peole, langa, upo, potole, tautai, say lava natu yama, yellow for a tour, Faman Ria Lene, yellow to in Yang Alwenga, I might say. Lealo atu klisimat, ile klisimasi o tuiti titau nuk, na efaftai mole avno.
Mole atu le nganga olu faftai fa manuia le atua, yo ti ute mafaiva, le ute ti fai moana matalena le au pepe, Chief Advisor Pacific, maile matanga luenga le malo, le Crown Response Unit. Manuia le nei itula, manuia fo I atu ute mafaiva o fenga yei, fa soipua ia.